Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin continues to defy volatility. After tumbling to a low near $120,000, the flagship cryptocurrency rebounded to levels approaching $123,000 on the back of strong ETF inflows and miner confidence. Derivatives activity and restrained profit-taking suggest that the rally is built on solid fundamentals, even as institutions remain mindful of high leverage risks. Ethereum holds steady at robust levels, buoyed by optimism over upcoming upgrades and the potential inclusion of staking rewards in new ETF filings by Bitwise and 21 Shares. With annual yields estimated between 3 and 4% for Ethereum and higher returns for Solana, this regulatory evolution may enhance fund competitiveness and attract further institutional interest. Innovation continues to drive the space. Zcash, for instance, surged over 140% in less than 2 weeks to reach a three-year high near $170, fueled by increased institutional access and endorsements from influential voices. The liquidations of short positions further underscore the token's newfound momentum. Investor strategies are also evolving. XRP has seen a surge in leveraged exchange-traded funds, with filings for triple exposure products highlighting a shift toward higher risk, higher reward strategies. Despite encountering resistance near $2.93, traders are eyeing support around $2.85 as a potential floor. Similarly, Dogecoin experienced a modest 2% pullback after being rejected near 26 cents, though large holders continue to accumulate, indicating sustained speculative interest. On the institutional front, key milestones signal mainstream acceptance of crypto assets. Luxembourg's sovereign fund has made history by being the first Eurozone state entity to allocate a portion of its portfolio to Bitcoin ETFs. Meanwhile, the Bank of North Dakota, in partnership with Fiserv, is set to launch the Roughrider coin, a dollar-backed stablecoin aimed at enhancing transactional efficiency. Gemini's expansion in Australia, backed by AUSTRAC registration, further reflects the growing global embrace of digital assets. The Ethereum Foundation is also ramping up its commitment to privacy by establishing a dedicated research cluster that consolidates projects for private transactions and identity verification. Despite these advancements, security concerns persist, as evidenced by the recent wrench attack in Tel Aviv that led to indictments in connection with the targeting of a Bitcoin trader. Overall, while external pressures such as rising Japanese government bond yields tighten liquidity, the crypto market remains resilient. With leading investors advising against selling and highlighting Bitcoin as the premier store of value, the sector appears well poised for continued strength. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.